Thanks to Joe, John, and Rosalie Vicari, the owners of this fine establishment, for once again giving us this great studio and this great breakfast that is underway for our 2021 Women Who Lead. Matt Smith is the manager on duty this morning at Joe Muir Seafood and Steaks, and we appreciate the accommodations. Glad you're with us as well, as together we meet or say hello again to some very, very special women and induct them into the 2021 WJR class of Women Who Lead. Our next guest was just with us on our Goodfellows panel last Friday honoring Jim Nicholson. I just said to her, we're going to have to get an office for her at WJR, that being Miriam Noland, founder and president of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. Miriam, nice to actually see you again.
My pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, you're very active and very involved, which is why you've captured our attention, obviously. The founding president of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, 1985. Since its inception, the Community Foundation has distributed approximately $1.2 billion through more than 80,000 grants to nonprofit organizations throughout Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Monroe, where I was born and raised, Washtenaw, St. Clair, Livingston counties. And during your tenure, the Community Foundation assets have grown to more than $1.1 billion. And here's another thing I just want to point out on a personal note, besides all the good things you do, including helping us out with the Good Fellows. You are the first Harvard University graduate who hasn't told me that in the first two sentences of our meeting. Anybody else? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Somehow, it comes up. Boy, this weather's really bad. I mean, this is a bad storm. You know, when I was at Harvard, we didn't have weather like this. Wait a minute. So you've never said that to me.
Hey, I'm a Detroiter. I love this place. I've been here 36 years, and I'm going to stay here.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And it's that kind of spirit and attitude that puts you into this very special group of ladies who are gathered with us here today. And in fact, with all of your work in the foundation field, you are on the staff at Davidson College, Davidson, North Carolina, Baldwin Wallace College in Ohio, many things that you've done, but you've landed here and do your best and most work here. And we appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm here because of Joe Hudson. And Joe was a great leader for many years and founded the Community Foundation. And we have been able now to help individuals throughout the seven counties, all the charities that are doing just tremendous work. And by the way, thanks to you and WJR, because the people in this room that you're honoring are what make it all happen. And we need their leadership so that we have great things to support.
Well put. And it's also extra special that you and your husband, James A. Kelly, can say hello to your new mayor, Michelle Hodges, who is here with
correct.
Us right now. With all of this in mind, for all you do and all you have done and all you continue to do, we enter you, Miriam Noland, into WJR's 2021 Class of Women Who Lead.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We continue now with the person who leads the development and execution of strategies that will ensure positive change toward a high-performing, inclusive culture. Please welcome General Motors Chief of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Telva Magruder. Telva, nice to see you.
Great to be here with you, Paul.
Well, listen, now the crowd, now that they're eating, they can actually hear us and they're participating. That's wonderful. We really appreciate that. Earlier in your career, you held positions of increasing responsibility and influence within manufacturing engineering and at several manufacturing locations where you motivated teams to rethink the possible in project execution, maintenance, quality operations, labor negotiations. You attended Purdue University.
I did.
Not
yes.
A bad place to go to school either.
It's an absolutely fantastic university, and I'm proud to have it as my alma mater.
But when Michigan State or Michigan faces Purdue, you have to support Purdue, don't you?
I do.
I don't blame you.
I do.
Understand.
I had lots of friends that were very sad a couple of weeks ago. Yes.
I'm sorry that your sadness comes from our happiness, but you know, you've done an awful lot, and you did it at a time, Telva, that honest to goodness, there weren't that many women in those kinds of positions.
No, there weren't. And it was wonderful to be a woman leading in technical fields, throughout my career at General Motors. But definitely unique. You know, there weren't many other women to go to and say, hey, did that really just happen? So I do that with my male colleagues. But it was a very unique time. More and more women every day, you know, graduating from fantastic universities like Purdue and universities all over the world. They're coming in and doing amazing things.
Amazing things. And because of all of that, you are, among other things, chair of the board of directors for the Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan, vice chair of the advisory board for the Oakland University School of Health Sciences, a member of the advisory board for the University of Michigan School of Environment and Sustainability, and a member of the board for Engineering Tomorrow. I'm glad that you could join us. I'm glad that you're here and that we have found out about you and your great work that you continue to do. And for that reason, Talva Magruder, General Motors Chief of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, may I be the first to congratulate you on being included in WJR's 2021 Class of Women Who Lead.
Thank you.
It's a really big crowd we have here, doesn't it? Have you noticed? So, by the way, I haven't mentioned this on the air, I don't think, but I want to say, aren't these beautiful awards?
They are.
Yes. And did you design these awards? No, but they're beautiful, a beautiful blue, Women Who Lead, WJR, and your names on there. And I hope that finds, for you and all the rest of the women, for all of you, a nice place in your office or home.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Right, absolutely it will. Thank you.
Because we actually do send people out to check.
We'll be ready. Miriam, we'll be ready.
If there's a knock at the door, frankly, the way things are going and all the extra duties we have, it may be Ann or me, because we wear a lot of hats, in fact. Thank you much. We have others that are going to be feted here on this very special Friday morning, November 19th, at Joe Muir's Seafood and Steaks. It's the 2021 WJR Women Who Lead Awards. I'm glad you're with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760, WJR at 758.